This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Establishing a Healthy Work-Life Balance by Leslie Lucado. Tears, noise, kids, zero personal space, being needed 24/7, so much to do, but somehow feeling like I am walking in circles. This just about sums up what working from home has felt like for me while also raising a 5 and 3-year-old with one on the way. Pursuing writing and speaking about wellness is something I am passionate about, and I choose to continually show up for the work, but I also know the need for my full presence and attention in my home. It is a tension and a battle on where to put my heart, mind, and focus daily. It is hard. And truthfully, there is no getting around it. Motherhood is hard regardless of whether you stay home full time, work inside the home, or work outside the home. It is hard whether you have one kid or multiple kids, and it is hard regardless of how old your kids are. But even on the hardest, most frustrating, and most exhausting days, it is still the greatest gift. I am constantly reminded that motherhood is the biggest opportunity for me to teach these little ones in my home about their identity and worth in Christ. There is truly no greater privilege. Being a mom reminds me daily that God says, "In Him I am enough. In Him I am equipped for what He has called me to do. Not by my looks, my productivity, my success, or even the state of my home. But I am enough because of who He is and what He has already done for me. I am equipped to move forward one step at a time because of the grace He provides. Once I began to believe that truth in my mind, my day-to-day life began to change. In my past, I have dealt with a lot of sickness and difficulty in being available physically for my family. Because of that, I have learned how food and taking care of our bodies and mind can change our ability to be available for what God has called us to. I have a passion for helping people understand that taking care of their bodies matters. Why? Because we matter. We are all made in the image of God and are called to glorify Him in all we do. But if we aren't fueling ourselves in a way to feel our best, then how can we show up every day to love God and love people? I was able to see clearly that pursuing a career in writing and speaking and sharing about my journey to wellness was important. The Lord clearly gave me a passion and ability, led me to it, and my choice is to say yes in response to Him daily. Does it seem impossible at times? Yes. Are there some weeks or months where I need to put it down and serve Him by being fully present in my home? Yes. My heart yearns to make all that I do more about Him and less about me. My desire isn't for results and productivity, but to be a faithful steward of what He has given me. And at times it means leaning into my work, and other times it means setting it down, and that's okay. God is faithful in each and every moment to give me the grace I need right where I am. Always. So if you too are battling working from home or pursuing passions outside the home while also being faithful with the little ones inside your home, know this: you are not alone. And through Him is where you find your strength, your identity, and your joy. Here are 8 practical things I have begun to implement into my everyday to make working from home more doable in my everyday life. Number 1, pursue God above all. The work you are doing is about Him and not you. But regardless of vocation, we are all called to love God and love people. Whatever job, business, or vocation you find yourself in, if you work in or out of the home, serving God through your everyday is where you must begin. Number 2, name your priorities. Ask yourself what is important within your day or week. Then make a list of priorities and make space for what is needed. In other words, schedule your day in a way that gives space to what is most valuable and time sensitive. It is easy to say there isn't space, but at the end of the day, something has to give. The more you pursue a relationship with Christ, this should be 1 on your list, the more clearly He will reveal to you where your time and attention needs to be. Sometimes it means letting go of the things we feel we should be a part of. 3, own your season. Your season and what is realistic is going to be different than the people next to you, and that's okay. What is realistic right now? What is too much? What needs to be put down for another time? Let these questions be asked often as seasons change and flow. Number four, know your own personality. What can you handle and what is too much? Do you tend to say yes before weighing the consequence? Are you quick to get overwhelmed? Make sure to pay attention to what brings you joy or tears you down as you are creating your schedule and prioritizing your list. There are some days, weeks, or even months where parenting brings me down, but in those moments, I have to utilize my accountability and people around me to remind me of my first and most important calling, stewarding the little ones that God has entrusted to me. Number five, enlist support and accountability. It is crucial to bring others along with you. Some of these people will be your support system by listening and encouraging. Maybe others will be able to help practically, and then there will be the one or two who keep you accountable on where you are allowing your time, energy, and heart to be devoted. Maybe it's a spouse, a friend, coworker, or a neighbor. Find someone who understands the season you are in, can be a listening ear, and is willing to speak truth. Number six, make time to breathe. Sounds counterproductive, no? But taking the time to let your mind let go of expectations and remain grounded in Christ will fuel you far greater than an extra 15 to 20 minutes of checking things off the list. Get outside and move your body. Take a walk with your kids. Turn off the noise and let silence wash over you for 10 minutes. Or simply find a time to turn off your phone for a set time each day. Number seven, be present. Wherever you are supposed to be in that moment, be fully there. If you are working, do it. If you're with your kids, put your phone down and let them know you are with them 100%. Manage your schedule in a way that allows you to show up where you need to be in that specific moment. Number eight, give lots of grace. Things change. Kids are kids and life happens. Be kind to those around you, love your spouse well, and give extra grace to yourself. Mama, you're doing the best you can. Lean into God's grace, take a deep breath, and keep moving forward. About the author, Leslie Lucado is a seminary graduate and food lover learning to daily surrender her life to Christ. She has a deep passion for scripture and sharing God's word with others, and her second love is food. She loves the way it simply brings people together. Leslie's health and physical brokenness have shown her the value of stewarding her body well so she can bring glory to the Lord each day. She never thought that her love for food and scripture would weave its way in such an incredible story of God's grace. To learn more about Leslie and her ministry, visit www.leslielucado.com. That's LeslieLucado. Or you can follow her on Instagram at Leslie Lucado. Thank you.